committee of county lawmakers gets some data on the number of short-term rentals in Athens. Plus, state lawmakers pass a controversial immigration measure. From Athens News Matters and the WUGA Newsroom, this is Athens Today for Tuesday, March 26th. Good morning, I'm Martin Matheny. A committee of Athens Clark County commissioners took a look at the county's short-term rental ordinance and got some data on the scope of the short-term rental market in Athens. According to that data from county staff, between September 2022 and September 2023, there were 804 advertised properties that would be considered non-conforming under the county's ordinance. Of those, 73% were in single-family residential neighborhoods. County staff also noted that of those short-term rentals, only 6.7% were owned by people outside of the state of Georgia. The vast majority, 69%, were owned by people within Athens-Clark County. Bruce Lonnie is the county's assistant planning director.
So I think anecdotally going into this process, we thought maybe we'd see a lot of out-of-state investor-type ownership. And there are some, and the distribution by state is listed at the bottom of the page. But it's not nearly what I thought it was going to be.
The Commission's Government Operations Committee is set to continue tweaking the ordinance next month. A controversial immigration bill passed the Georgia Senate late last week. WUGA's Emma Auer has more.
House Bill 1105 would require local law enforcement agencies to verify the immigration status of people aged 18 years or older who have been arrested. It will also require local law enforcement agencies to enter annually into memoranda of understanding with federal law enforcement programs. Senator John Albers, a Republican from Roswell, introduced the Georgia Criminal Alien Track and Report Act during a floor session late last week. He claimed the bill is an important public safety measure.
We can make it about a lot of things that it's not, but this is very simple, and I'll repeat it as I close. This is about criminals who are in our country illegally. We are a pro-public safety state. We back the blue. We care more about the victims than we do the criminals.
Senator Nabila Islam Parks, however, a Democrat from Duluth, slammed the bill in a report from Senate Democrats.
House Bill 1105 wages war against immigrants in this state.
House Bill 1105 passed 34-19. For WUGA News, I'm Emma Auer.
House Bill 1105 is expected to return to the Georgia House today for a vote. The Georgia Public Service Commission, which is responsible for state utility pricing, could see the length of their terms expanded under a bill in the state legislature. Elections for the commissioners have been stalled since 2022 due to a federal ruling mandating district-based voting over the commission's statewide method. Despite a subsequent overturning, the judge's ruling remains in effect, leading two commissioners to serve 2 years beyond their six-year term limits. The current proposal would delay election for the other commissioners by 2 years. Critics argue that the proposal disenfranchises voters, but the plan was approved by members of the Georgia legislature on Thursday and awaits Governor Kemp's decision. The ACC Animal Services Department has announced a temporary halt on owner-surrendered dog intakes until Monday, April 8th, due to three confirmed cases of canine parvovirus. The puppy area will be closed to visitors during this period, and some dogs in affected spaces may not be available for adoption. Stray dog intakes, owner reclaims of dogs, cat adoptions, and all cat intakes will continue as usual. Canine parvovirus is a highly contagious disease which particularly affects unvaccinated dogs and puppies under 4 months old. In sports, UGA baseball is at home today for a contest with Mercer. First pitch at 5:02 p.m. at Foley Field. Meanwhile, fifth-ranked Georgia softball is on the road tomorrow for an in-state matchup at Kennesaw State. The first pitch in that game at 6:30 p.m. UGA basketball faces number 2 seed Ohio State tomorrow night in the quarterfinals of the National Invitational Tournament. Tip-off at 7 p.m. in Columbus, Ohio. And speaking of basketball, the Atlanta Hawks edged out the best team in the NBA last night at home. They beat the Boston Celtics 120-118. And in baseball news, after beating the Minnesota Twins yesterday 4-0, the Atlanta Braves will wrap up spring training with another match against the Twins today at 1:05. For WUGA News, I'm Martin Matheny.
Your financial support helps fund not just the reporters you hear on our local news, but the team of producers and editors working behind the scenes to bring you in-depth and comprehensive local coverage. Please, do your part today by visiting WUGA.org and clicking on the red donate button at the top of your screen. Thank you.